You, how are you?
Had a chance to wish you a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But you were vacationing, weren't you?
Well, I told us pretty much. Not being rocking from it to that Indonesian company, yeah, that was a bunch of vacations.
You like it, I like it. Another dollar, too.
No, sir, I've been there a lot.
Just my heart.
Georgia car,
yeah. That's nice. Did you see Fort Lauderdale?
Well, I've been there before.
Oh, you didn't see that again? I remember.
We took a vacation 5 days up in northern Thailand at Chiang Mai.
How was that?
Excellent. 70-degree temperature, kind of hill station mountain. Oh, it's delightful up there where the hill drops.
You're becoming a damn Asian expert in space, aren't you? You've been over there so long.
Twice this year. Once was it? Just my wife. Oh, it's Rockefeller we had.
I mean, no other congressman.
No, sir.
Well, how are you going to get along with your new center? You've got your organization.
I don't get along with it. We've got a couple of...
Where are your fights? Who's in your fight?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Down the line, yeah, I know yours is set.
Cliff Fast is going to nominate me, and I think I'll get Agent and Bellman the second. It's a fight.
That's good. What's coming down the line?
What's coming down the line is a squaring off, as I told you, on Wednesday, November. Even then, I told you, I think that Bill Brock is likely to be campaign chairman. I think he's...
He wants it, that's the thing.
Well, he wants it very much. You came to see me and asked if I would encourage you. Yes, I do encourage you.
Sounds good for me. I don't want to get any fights, but...
I said, you want me to be neutral? I know all of you do, but I encourage you to do it.
Young and they got the youth out of them.
Now for the conference championship, as I told you, that's one of the they have benefit gotten the square away for it. But if either one doesn't throw up another agency or somebody else, conference secretary or benefit chairman committee on committee, so we'll have a new one.
Oh,
the task is contesting the power of the chairman of policy.
His father had it.
Well, I
didn't hear it.
Yes, you did. Okay. Well, I'll fix it.
You can tell me what the other idea is.
Sorry, I'm
going to do no like at all. It's like...
I'm going to be thinking of having Tom Taft come in and suggesting to them that whoever wins support the other one for the vacancy created. That is, if Cotton gets the conference championship, Tower of Taft support the loser of the Secretary of Conference. If Bennett gets the conference championship, Tower of Taft, whichever is the winner, supports the other one for chairman of committee on committees, and then we'll have a solution where everybody gets
a what job with Tower.
Yeah. Tower wants chairman of policy.
But then what job if he lost when he gets?
Nothing. But if they make a deal with me, then Tower becomes Secretary of the Conference and comes down here to me. Or, if Bennett wins, he becomes chairman of the Committee on Committees, which puts him on the step.
Oh,
a good chance for the next time. I think probably Tower's ahead of Taft, is my guess. But I haven't talked to a single senator. I got even
my... Stay on.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you get into it?
I don't get into it.
You know what I mean? You know, I wasn't at that cube. What I mean is, you've got to get along with all of them. My own feeling, or whatever word is it, I think it's... campaign committee. Brock has got the dough and he's got the push.
That's right.
And the rest and probably would do it better.
Bill,
I think that by here, Stevens is a candidate, that he shouldn't do that.
I don't believe he is.
He couldn't possibly do it from Alaska anyway. There's no way. I mean, I like Stevens, but you know, that's a job where somebody's got to get off his ass and work at it, you know, and get money and so forth. But Dominic didn't feel too well. Wasn't able to put as much into it. Brock will break his butt.
Oh, Brock is good.
Not people. The only objection I heard is as much as he wants to run for president. What's wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong with that. That's good.
That's right.
Brock and Bush are good friends too, and that will help.
I think Bush, that's why.
I think that's excellent.
I know you would. I know you would. We didn't be able to get to you about Brooklyn.
No,
you were away. I got four. It's too tricky. We tried to call you.
And we talked to his office, but he was out of touch.
Well, I just wanted to be sure you who we talked to. Because I had to keep it very quiet because the...
I put
push it, and I think that'll be all out. And I told him one thing. I said, George, and second, you're going to take the Senate campaign committee and the House campaign committee and the National committee. And for Christ's sake, said one research group, not three. Have one company pull it together. It's what all we should be doing. And then they will be our political arm. See, we're not filling the damn office. So I'm going to push now. It's basically the White House.
I think that's it.
See, my point,
I didn't know that, but I think
push it. I'd love to have you. That's going to continue to be a roving man that's on, but his wife is sick. He's got to go home. Bush will be the political man, and he'll really be the political man. See, with might not be a champion, you know, he's perfect for that. It's perfect. And everybody likes him, don't they?
Oh, yes.
He's got no enemies.
I know of none at all.
Right. Now, Bush and Brock, that's an idea. Maybe you could help on if we talk very confidentially.
Yeah,
they're all house members. They have nothing. What in the hell is the matter that we can't get the Wilson thing resolved? Bob Wilson should not go on with this House campaign committee.
No,
God damn it, 1972, you run for the House. You cannot carry the country with 61% and not carry the House unless you've got a lot of votes. You can't. Did you see some of our campaigns for the House?
Yes, sir.
Did you see what they were?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They were pretty bad.
You know what I mean? Some are all right. But it wasn't a question. It wasn't age. It wasn't enough. But good damn it. In an Italian community, we weren't running Italians.
You know, so
in an Irish community, we weren't running Irish. In a black community, we weren't running blacks. We weren't running that. I mean, we wouldn't have enough. You know what I mean? It was an awful Dutch deal.
You know, the committee in Philadelphia, where we had no chance anyway, and I didn't interfere, the committee ran a John Bretcher against Eilbury in the Jewish district, for God's sake.
Well, in California, they ran
it was a close district. We
were Burgers. We had Burgers, too. But let me say, as an old man, you and I think, and can we keep this in the greatest of confidence?
I know that.
Ford believes there should be a new man. But Jerry won't bite the bullet. Is that who is? Or has he going to bite the bullet?
No, he is. He's going to bite the bullet with Wilson.
You see, we don't want to hurt the feelings of the call from
Kirkendall,
a great friend of ours.
Yeah.
But you can't have two from Tennessee. You could have two in California, but not two in Tennessee.
Okay.
See what I mean?
That's the same problem with Dominic and Alex.
Probably the same thing. Well, the point is,
they do well.
The other thing about here is this. If you've got two from Tennessee and Bush, Christ, it looks like a straight-out Southern Florida. You've got to have somebody, in my view, from the Big West. Or, you know.
You've got troubles now. You've got two Scots from Virginia now.
Bill, I've got both ridiculous. You can handle Bill Scott.
I don't really want to have any hope of handling him because I have more Scott relatives in the state than he does. And I've been all around.
I'm glad he's there. Boy, I'll tell you, he's. When they talk about who's to the right of whom, nobody can be to the right of Bill Scott.
Well, I
have
a great letter from Bill Holt. You may wonder about this friendship.
Yeah, Bill Holt loves Bill Scott.
Loves Jesse Hill. And I wrote Bill and said, I'm so glad you share my admiration for Jesse Hill.
You're a lying son of a bitch.
That's
right. So I know where you are.
Thank you. So I'm supposed to have the Bill Holt.
I know people. Personally, I don't want to know what Logie writes nasty.
God bless me. You can love better than
I do. You know, he gets what writes nasty at a girl's not very pretty. But what he said about that, Dallas, so forth. Well, tell us, maybe Jerry is going to write it.
I talked to Jerry last night. He's calling.
We're keeping the White House out of everything. But Jerry, what's it going
to be? Wilson says that he's doing it to keep Kirkendall out of the ranks. Now, Jerry doesn't really trust him, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
He's calling in today and going to have a heart to heart. But Jerry's willing to bite that bullet.
And Jerry's the Brown.
That's right.
But
what Brian, I saw.
Well, how do you feel about Brown?
All right. So I go with it. I like him better than I did his father.
Boy, his father is a great. And you got those two
leads.
If you get Bud Brown, Brown, Brock, three leads.
Yeah.
You would have Brown, Bush, and Brock. You'd have a hell of a team there, which This is great leadership in the party, we're glad to do it. But is Brown announced he'll be a candidate yet?
No, Jerry didn't want him to until he gets this worked out with Wilson, because he wants the Wilson support to go to Bud, and he's afraid that jeopardized that if he got out and challenged Wilson. I talked to Brown and Brock together last night.
Trying to get him to succeed get him for the session stuff.
You mean the Democrats and Republicans?
And the Republicans.
That actually, but they aren't going to be back until after the, after the year on the fourth of the fifth.
I think John had in mind January. But some way by which everybody knows the rules of the game. And he said, we're going to have to ask you to do things that you would find hard to do. Well, maybe you won't want to do. I said, I'll find them hard to do, but I'll want to do them if you want them. And if you'll tell me your goal.
You know, the spending thing, right? Yeah, so good idea that you're spending money, it's so much easier, but as you know, if the choice is spending the money and raising taxes, I've got to say no.
Yeah.
I know that. But you know that.
I know that. Well, I said, I don't care.
Why is it that the good congressman, Senator, ought to say, well, I'm afraid we shouldn't do it, but our guys, well, we'll do that.
I said, I'll carry the ball for you, and if you leave the final tactics to me, you know, tell me what you want. Leave me the last option of which tactic to take to get it. And hold me responsible if that tactic doesn't work. He said, fine, if you know, you and I just keep in close touch and talk about it all the time. I can always check that through Bill.
Sure.
I said, I'm with you on everything but possibly busing. We agreed that he'd toss the ball to Griffin on busing to say,
oh, Griffin's
on account of my record.
Well, sure, Griffin has to take that position. We understand. We understand.
Gets involved in these damn fool second guessing resolutions again.
When do you think that'll be made?
simply discussing the parameters as to how to handle it.
Mansfield resolution provided it did not, however, for maintaining portions until we got our beaver dams. Or did it?
I think so.
Withdrawal of all horses within 4 months after all prisoners of war.
Prisoners of war and had said nothing about ceasefire.
You see my point?
Yes, sir.
So the Mansfield resolution said there would not be withdrawal until after the ceasefire.
They'll try another gimmick. I haven't been able to visualize yet what they'll come up with. But I was just hoping they won't have any gimmicks left if you have enough developments.
We'll see. Do the best we can. We're pushing through. But we have to play a strong game with the North in order to keep our bargaining chips. Some people say, well, we just, forgotten the fact that we'll have an agreement. You'll never get one that way. The way you get an agreement is to continue the pressure on. So they've got a reason to say, look, Christ, we've got to stop this pain. So we'll agree. It's close, but we don't have it yet. And we may not have it by the time you need, but we'll have a pretty good deal. I mean, we'll have something to vote for.
Well, we won't.
Yes, you can stand by the prisoners. And I don't see any United States senator who can take the McGovern position, which was withdraw.
Oh, no, I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
That's as much you got.
I don't know.
Mansfield ever took that position.
I do not think we'll be able to get much sympathy for President Peel in the next Congress.
Not at all. Well, I think this, that you will, on the other hand, even there, pardon President Chu, I think you can probably get enough to continue, not that is first with our prisoners and so forth, something out there. But I think about all the Congress is simply, we will provide aid to the South as long as the Communists provide aid to the North. That's about it. Would you agree you could get that much?
I could get that much.
If they look to the North, we'd have to look to the South. But that's all.
So about the same degree, in other words, if we would allege the army back to some sort of an invasion or something.
Hell no, 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 no. No, neither. That's the problem.
Well, I told you earlier one that I hoped you'd get to jump on the Democrats with good health proposals and that pension bill. You know, I keep that
pension bill.
Pension bill. If you could find some form of pension. They said portability, but at least vestibility. honest reaction when the Autumn of the Benefit of the
Trust. And then the four of you that have come down, we can work out some things, and I'm going to have to meet, I'm not going to do a little bit differently. I'm going to really play our friends on the Democratic side of the Senate. You understand, rather than bad ideas. That's why I was talking to Scoop. Scoop is always our friend, but he is on some major issues at the moment. He recorded the strip, I had good reason to. I'll continue a dialogue with Mike, although it is not usually productive. But he's a gentleman.
Well, and then he's capable of some sudden impulsive actions that help you a lot. Sudden declarations for us. I'm
sure.
I don't know if you're
going to get that. But we have no illusions about the Muskies and people like that. I agree, don't you?
Yes.
We should, however, play senators.
Look, I had more trouble on my committee. I hear that the governor wants to come on foreign relations, so that adds to the Fulbright Church, Symington.
Who?
The governor, yes.
On foreign relations?
Yes, looking for a forum, I think. It won't help us. We have one vacancy, but having lost two senators, we may not hold it.
Well, members of the committee, happy new year.
May I make a last entry? A very small request. While I was in Singapore, and the half of the airport, I stole my presidential trip while I was over there. It was hijacked.
Prove you got something.